This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new company that came on our radar about 3 months ago, and I'm super excited to have the CEO on the show. We're talking about Respire Rx Pharmaceuticals, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQP under the ticker symbol RSPI. And with us today is the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Tim Jones. Tim, welcome back to the show, or welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Everett, and thank you for having me. Hello to everyone and all the listeners.
I was wondering, can you give me a little bit of overview of your company and background and the business mission of what you guys are on?
Of course. So Respire Rx Pharmaceuticals, Inc., as Everett says, also known as RSPI, which is our ticker symbol, is a small publicly traded company that was originally formed in 1987 under the name Cortex Pharmaceuticals, Inc., to engage in the discovery, development, and commercialization of brand pharmaceuticals for the treatment of various neurological and psychiatric disorders, while developing potential applications for respiratory disorders, notably dronabinol, which is a cannabinoid for the treatment of obstructive sleep apnea, or OSA as we call it. RSPI has retained and expanded its amperkine and gabapentin IP and clinical phases with respect to neurological and psychiatric disorders. And we are actively right now developing certain drug products within this platform. But in terms of the mission, the company mission is to develop innovative and revolutionary treatments to combat disorders caused by disruption of neuronal signaling. We are developing treatment options that address conditions that affect millions upon millions of people globally, but for which there are very few or poor treatment options available, including for OSA, ADHD, and recovery from spinal cord injury, SCI, as we call it, as well as, you know, other neurological orphan diseases such as Fragile X syndrome and epilepsy. I mean, in summary, RespireRx is developing a pipeline of new products based on our broad patent portfolios for two distinct drug platforms. Firstly, cannabinoids, which we now call Project Resolution Rx, which includes dronabinol, a synthetic form of Delta-9 THC for the treatment of OSA. And secondly, our neuromodulator platform, which we now call Project Endeavor Rx, which includes our amperkine and gabapentin compounds. And these are proprietary compounds that promote neuronal function.
Tim, I was wondering to know if you could maybe provide some sort of a summary or a product development portfolio that's associated with your assets. Your market cap's around $2 million. It seems to me your company here is very undervalued for a market cap of that stature.
Yeah. Let me give you a high-level summary of our products in development and the associated assets. And when we get to more of the business discussion, the value of the separate parts of the company will become evident. Is much higher in their individual entities than combined. So firstly, pharmaceutical cannabinoids. As regards our dronabinol program for obstructive sleep apnea, or OSA, we've had two successful phase two clinical studies in OSA, both 2A and 2B completed, and they both showed to be statistically significant in the eyes of the FDA. So we're phase three ready, pending completion of a new controlled release dose formulation. We also have a long-term development and supply agreement executed with a highly reputable API supplier, the largest global dronabinol API manufacturer. And further to that, we have laid out a 505(b)(2) and NDA regulatory strategy with a very reputable third party. In addition, we have broad enabling intellectual property for the dosage and novel formulations for cannabinoids. And, you know, with that, I think it's worth stating You know, in terms of the market, this is a potential multi-billion dollar market for obstructive sleep apnea. There's an estimated 30 million U.S. patients with comparable amounts of patients in the U.K. and Germany combined. So I think it's worth restating that here that there are no approved drugs available for OSA in the U.S. or in other key territories. The second platform that I'll talk to at a high level, at least, is our neuromodulators. And just for the audience's benefit, again, we're talking about novel brain-targeting drugs. And they split into two distinct areas within the platform, our amperkines and gabakines. So with amperkines, we have composition of matter, intellectual property pending, which, of course, will be very powerful once it's approved. The API itself is scaled. We have three successful clinical trials for spinal cord injury and ADHD that demonstrate target engagement, and a successful phase 2A trial completed for our candidate indicated for adult ADHD. We also have successful preclinical studies in spinal cord injury, which is really our lead amperkine for spinal cord injury. And phase 2 is already planned in collaboration with the Miami Project at University of Miami School of Medicine. We're also planning phase 2B trials in ADHD and other orphan indications. And then last but not least, of course, our gabakines. We're very excited to have licensed IP with the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee Research Foundation as of August 1st. This is for IP and technology for a portfolio of neuromodulator compounds that have shown great promise for epilepsy and other illnesses and disorders. The candidate for epilepsy is preclinical, but it's shown to be efficacious in multiple animal models of treatment-resistant epilepsy, and also in isolated brain slices from epileptic human patients. Further to that, we're excited that it's shown efficacy in animal models of neuropathic pain. So in summary on the gabakines, our lead candidate, KRM-81, is not only druggable, but it's ready for preclinical development.
Tim, you know this better than anybody. Being in the pharmaceutical space that you're in, it takes anywhere from 2 to 4 years to bring any, you know, commercial drug to use or even revenues on the balance sheet. That being said, how are you guys looking to capitalize the existing development progress and expand the business going forward?
That's a great question, Everett. Thank you. You know, I think it's important that I answer this question quite succinctly. the response will resonate across multiple different audiences. So let me give it a shot. As part of a very near-term corporate strategy, we plan to create two distinct standalone business units, or NewCos as we call them, for the continued development of pharmaceutical cannabinoids, which will be called Resolution RX. And then we also have Project Endeavor as the other NewCo to focus on the development of neuromodulators across a broad range of indications. These units, these business units, will reside under the holding company, Respirorex Pharmaceuticals. So further to that, whilst we have recently already secured a $2 million investment commitment in just the last few weeks, and this was widely press released via Global Newswire and can be found on our website, we have other definitive lines of funding expected to come to fruition in the next 3 to 6 months. And these are rooted across several different investor sources. We don't have all our eggs in one basket. We have various sources. But we must, as a business, however, remain focused on the medium and longer term, and therefore stay active in aggressively seeking sources of additional financial investment or strategic relationships and partnerships to further these product portfolios and technology platforms through the course of their respective life cycles. Look, we've proven ourselves to be very flexible in crafting business arrangements which are not only value-adding and mutually beneficial to all stakeholders, but that maintain engagement, focus, and drive momentum in the pursuit of key milestones and maintaining a clear line of sight to the commercialization of our products. And, you know, the last thing I really want to get across is that our products are desperately needed in therapeutic spaces where there are either simply no drugs available in the case of obstructive sleep apnea, or those drugs accessible fall far short of the much needed patient treatment. We plan to change that. We plan to take our long overdue, safe, efficacious, non-habit forming products to the American public and many other territories and geographies that have long been in need of our superior technologies and treatments.
As for my listeners, if you're looking for a great healthcare biotech company that you want to get on the ground floor, take a look at this company. I brought you a lot of winners over the years. This is my personal opinion. I think it's grossly undervalued here at 0.8 cents. That's, you heard that correct, 0.8 cents, under a penny. My guest today has been Tim Jones. He's the CEO and president of RespireX Pharmaceutical Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB. Look him up. Their ticker symbol is RSPI. Tim, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you become a regular. Hopefully I didn't scare you off or anything. You come back in 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Yeah, look, we're sincerely grateful for this opportunity to present our company. Thanks to you, Everett, and the wider StockGay Media team for making this happen. And on a final note, we extend our hope and best wishes to one and all during these challenging times. Everyone, please stay safe and well.
All right. Cheers. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks. Thanks very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.